Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Marshall Edwards. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Randy Lurch. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting third. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Onyx Concepcion. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount strikes out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy, who is chasing the ball. White reaches third base with a triple. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy, who is chasing the ball. Pryor reaches third base with a triple. White scores. It's Brewers, 1, Royals, 1. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Edwards. The throw from way then and he is safe. Edwards steals second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Molitor strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Edwards scores. It's 2-1, Brewers. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0-for-1 in the game. Wathen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wathen. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Wathen steals second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lurch spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Lurch. Wathen moves to third. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. McRae reaches second base with a double. Wathen scores. That run is unearned. It's Brewers, 2, Royals, 2. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons strikes out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive towards first. Akins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-1 in the game. Akins takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Akins moves to second. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Pryor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Pryor reaches second base with a double. Akins scores. White goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Royals. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-1 in the game. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pryor moves to third. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Way then hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pryor scores. It's 5-2, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Royals. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Royals. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvy hits a pop-up towards short. Concepcion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 4. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Akins hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aiken scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 4. The Royals will come to bat. Dwight Bernard now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. White hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Pryor takes first base on ball 4. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pryor. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Pryor steals second. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 2 in the game. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner misplays the ball. That's an error on Gantner. Pryor moves to third. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pryor tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-4, Royals. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Concepcion. The throw from Moore and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Way then takes first base on ball 4. Jim Slayton now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Edwards. McRae reaches second base with a double. Concepcion scores. Way then goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-4, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Moore moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore scores. It's 8-5, Royals. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Brewers 5. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. White hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 3 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor juggles the ball. That's an error on Pryor. Cooper moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cooper moves to third. Simmons moves to second. Kevin Bass pinch runs for Gorman Thomas. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it and throws to first for the out. Cooper scores. Simmons moves to third. Baz moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-6, Royals. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Brewers 6. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Baz now playing center field. Moose Haas now pitching. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Pryor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 3 in the game. Concepcion bunts towards the mound. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. Pryor moves to second. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pryor scores. It's 9-6, Royals. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Moore and he is out, Yount applying the tag. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Way then hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Dennis Worth now playing first base. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Molitor hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-7, Royals. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-4 in the game. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 9, and Milwaukee Brewers, 7. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.